What's up, champ? This is Chris Johnson. I got some news for you, and it involves our old friend Strauss. She's back at it. She's graduated, so to speak. Strauss is no longer apparently getting dick pics. She got a pic of a shirtless dude the other day. How about that? She's moving up in the world, or is that moving down in the world? If you get dick pics on the regular, and some dude just sends you a shirtless pic, is that moving up or moving down? I'm not quite sure how that works. I mean, I guess if I'm going to look at it and she's going to show me, which she fucking did, I guess I'd rather see some shirtless dude rather than some stray penis. But at the same time, I'm not sure how, like, the ladies out there would feel about it. Would you rather get the unsolicited dick pic or the unsolicited shirtless dude pic? This latest guy, though, kind of knows who she is. They had some kind of contact, and then he just sent her a shirtless pic one night. And a dude at work, Mitchell motherfucking McNabb, he's like, dude, I saw this photograph, and it looked like a fucking dolphin emerging out of the water. So the shirtless dude runs into her, sends her a Facebook friend request, then sends her a shirtless pic, and apparently she didn't see the shirtless pic. She only sees the dick pics right away. She didn't see the shirtless pic. And the dude is like, I guess that was a bad idea. And she's like, what was a bad idea? You know, she doesn't know. She's confused. And he's like, the photograph. It's not enough that he sent the shirtless photograph. It was that she didn't respond to the shirtless photograph. And then she looked up and saw it and was like, dude, what the fuck is going on here? And he said something like, I don't get one. Like, wait, you don't get a shirtless photo of her? Is that a requirement? You send a shirtless pic, I got to get a shirtless pic? I'm not in this game. I'm not in this world. I don't know how it works. If somebody sends me a dick or a shirtless pic, am I expected to do the same? For some inexplicable reason, Strauss decided to text Mitchell McNabb at 4 in the morning one night to say that she's getting shirtless pics from dudes. And he's like, what the fuck? What do you want me to do about this? Like, okay, like, it's 4 in the morning, Strauss. What are we doing here? Strauss says a lot of weird shit to McNabb. And then he'll walk over to me and he'll be like, dude, you gotta fucking hear what Strauss just said over there? And then, like, she'll pop her head up in the cube and laugh and be like, he's a stupid idiot. He waited an hour to tell you that. One day, Mitch is just sitting in his fucking seat. Strauss rolled over and she's like, McNabb, I just talked to somebody from Texas. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, okay, what fucking value does that comment bring? What the fuck, Strauss? What are you talking about? Would you stop torturing this guy? Strauss is divorced like me, and Strauss has got a daughter. And apparently, the ex isn't paying the child support because he's a big fucking scumbag. Somehow, she, like, texted Mitchell McNabb's name to the ex when she was talking about the child support. The ex sends Strauss a text back and says something like, if you want your child support, why don't you have Mitchell fucking McNabb pay that shit? Fucking Mitchell McNabb's just minding his own goddamn business. He's trying to fucking live a little bit here. Mitchell McNabb's trying to live his fucking life, and Strauss is fucking embroiling him in a goddamn custody dispute. Now he's involved in a fucking situation with some crazy ex. Jesus Christ. Strauss, you're killing him. And now for a segue I never thought I'd have to use. Back to the shirtless pics and the dick pics. I'm confused at we'll call it the dating world now. Is that what we call this? Is this the dating world now? Is this what dudes do? I've been having a lot of conversations with people about this and various women. Apparently, sending dick pics and shirtless pics, apparently that's like a fucking thing now. I was at the bar the other day with the Golden Gun and the Bad Boy. And we were chatting up bartender B. And we're like, yo, B, you know, you get a lot of cretins in here, right? Have you ever heard of a situation of just sending out random dick pics? And B's like, look it, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I have sent out a dick pic before. Of course you have, B. Come on now. But it's not unsolicited. See, B knows. B understands that if you're going to send a dick, at least they need to know the dick is coming. You can't just send a stray dick. You can't just send a random dick. Like, how do you just, like, find random people and think, you know what? I bet you she wants to take a look at my hog. I got to be honest with you. I've looked through my photograph collection. I love photos. No pictures of my dicks in there. I don't have any dick pics. I don't have any in the holster to send. When do you decide to take a dick pic? Is it right when the erection comes? Is it right when you get hard? Like, you know, you're walking around in sweatpants, you look down, you're like, holy shit, I gotta snap a shot of this. I wonder who wants to see it. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna plead with you, stop sending shirtless and dick pics to Strauss. Because I'm tired of seeing them. Because I see them all the fucking time. I don't want to see any more guy tits and dicks. So stop it. I'm going to crusade now to end this shit. A practice I didn't even know was going on because now I'm directly affected by it. I'll walk in the fucking door now at work and Strauss will be like, it happened again. Like, oh, dude, another dick? No. This time it was a shirtless pick. Oh, good. So I'm not going to see any pubes today, but I'll get to see a guy's tits. Okay. Society's got me really depressed after talking to Strauss and finding out that, like, dicks are all over the place. You can follow my ass on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou if you please. You can send me a tweet. I'll tweet you back. You can follow me on Podbean. Every episode is there. And on iTunes, which I guess is now Apple Podcast now. I don't really give a fuck what they call it. Just, I mean, go there, I guess. Google Play, Stitcher, the other big boys. New episodes coming out Sundays and Wednesdays.